Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek. The Bible upholds this definition of relationship. God doesn't desire a one-sided relationship with us, only receiving from us or only giving to us. God wants both. So we can see the priority of relationship in many places in the Bible, and it is in the scripture passage that David just read for us. It's in the prologue of John, the first 18 verses of that gospel. Now, it has been said that John's gospel is like a pool of water that is safe enough for a child to play in and deep enough for an elephant to drown in. And so as I was reading and studying and praying about this scripture passage this week, I kept hearing a whisper in my ear, be a child, not an elephant. That the purpose of the first 18 verses of this book in the Bible is to introduce or to remind us of a creator God who acts in a new way with the much-loved creation. So the long story that begins in Genesis reaches a pinnacle here in chapter 1 of John's gospel. If you want to know who the true God is, Wright says, look long and hard at Jesus. Isaiah chapter 55 says, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I purpose. God's word does God's intention. God's word becomes fully present to us in Jesus. God's purpose, God's intention, what God does, we see these things in Jesus. If you want to know who God is, look long and hard at Jesus. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. God is not distant or isolated or remote. The good news of Jesus is that God chooses to live with us. God chooses to live with us in the midst of our weakness and our pain and our confusion. And this, John says, is glory. That God chooses to be with us in our pain and our confusion. God with us is glorious.